Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It's always better to hook a woman with value, a woman who has self-respect, and then convert her to that low position. Even if you see that you are not what he wants or know that he's not what you want, but you're enjoying his company, playing along is a waste of your value. Being a placeholder is not a badge of honor. Even if you are up on game, it's still relegating you to vagina while he continues to wait for wifey.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
It's Violet Benson, your favorite meme queen and the big sis you didn't ask for but need. Welcome to Almost Adulting.
Almost Adulting. Almost Adulting.
Are you ready?
Hi, besties, and welcome to a brand new Almost Adulting, the largest self-love podcast and movement, your number one destination for personal growth and mental health. I'm your big sister and your host, Violetta. Welcome to a brand new episode of Benson Book Club. As you know, I'm writing a book this year, which is why I've decided to dedicate all of my Tuesday episodes specifically to a fun little book club that I'm doing with you guys. So every Tuesday, I share with you some of my favorite books and some of my favorite chapters from those books based on whatever the topic is that month on the podcast. So I am actually also doing a subscription podcast, which means it's you get extra episodes with me a week, 4 extra episodes a month, where I will be doing like this whole dating bootcamp. So from the dating bootcamp where I will be getting, which by the way, if you want to subscribe to the extra part subscription of my podcast to join my bootcamp university dating stuff, you can find the link in the bio of description of this episode, right? So that's going to be the subscription stuff. New episode every Saturdays. If you are sensitive, this episode is not for you. If you get super hurt really easily, this episode is not for you because this man teaches you how to date a man from a man's perspective. And this man does not sugarcoat. So today's chapter that I'll be sharing with you is Chapter 3, Dick Lies, Using a Man's Mind Against Him. This is from the book, Men Don't Love Women Like You. It's the brutal truth about dating and relationships. This is written by G.L. Lambert. He is the author of Ho Tactics. So one thing about me is if I'm teaching women how to date men, you best believe that I get most of my material from books written by men on how to date men. Thank you. All right. Without further ado, let's dive in. Men are not playing with a shot clock. There's no rush to grow up, so to speak. Those males who are well put together emotionally or could be considered alphas are confident that one day they will find a female that jumps out of the crowd, blows his mind, and makes him want to drop all of the other women and settle down. Some call this one wifey material or soulmate. I call her the game changer. A man doesn't pressure himself to get married by a certain age, nor will he seem concerned with settling down just because he's getting older. He may make claims that he's looking for the right one or say that he's ready to retire from the game, but his actions remain the same. Why? Because he has faith that she will appear when she appears. Women, in comparison, are tied to a real biological clock in terms of children. Those that have a child or are not worried about being a mother will still feel this pressure internally and externally to find a man by a certain age to settle down exclusively. This is why the love game is so unbalanced. One side is patient and laid back, while the other is literally trying to hit a home run every time they go out because there is some social push for women to achieve lasting monogamy. A man will enjoy the single life. He'll continue to entertain with numerous females, refer to them as hoes, sluts, because there's no rush. Guilt him all you want about the fact that he's too old to be playing the field or how he's going to be the last of his friends, still out of the club scene. But guess what? He doesn't give a fuck. A confident man trusts that his game changer will eventually come. So he enjoys the ride. Nevertheless, men today, even though they enjoy their freedom, have become pretty jaded and bored with a pool of women. The average good-looking man, he is a well-spoken man, financially thriving, will have dated more frequently, has sex more often than his female counterparts, which means that he has had more real-world experience in terms of reading a woman's personality and crafting his own romantic persona. To use a hypothetical, the man who you are most attracted to will have dated 30-plus women from various backgrounds over the last 2 years, all of whom said that they were different, yet turned out to be more or less the same at last. Knowing that these men are exposed to various women at an insane rate, how will he know that you're wifey or just pussy? Your ego may tell you that, well, I'm a game changer, and the right man will know that when he sees me. But does history prove this to be true in terms of your past relationships? Instead of wishful thinking, you need to be able to point out the real qualities that make you the greatest woman in the universe. The only way that a man finds out who a woman truly is, and if she's worth giving it all, is to test each one. All women are pussy until proven wifey. Take note that a guy is not looking to disrespect you by not assuming that you're exceptional, nor is he being misogynist by not thinking of every woman he's potentially dated as a queen. If a man does not set out looking to expose you, then he is opening himself up to be played. The girl who is cool with Netflix and chill on the first date, the girl who claims that she waits until she's involved with a man for sex but then sleeps with him as soon as he tries, the girl who gets excited from money after saying she doesn't care about materialistic things, these women are like the other 30 plus he played that game with over the last couple of years. He put you to the test to see if you would let him get away with murder, and you did. You didn't know it was a test. You were being nice by not making him take you on a real date. You were showing him that the sexual chemistry was real by sleeping with him too fast. You do like the idea of a man with money. You only pretended that you didn't, so then he wouldn't think that you were some hoe. Saying that you're different does not actually show that you're different. To show is to know, and your actions prove that you bow down to him like every other girl. Sure, he may keep going with the flow and pretend that he loves you, but men don't love women like you. Game changers get the world drop at their feet for fear that another man will handcuff her before he gets a chance. If you find yourself waiting under the pretense of we're just taking it slow, understand that he is full of shit and you've already been assigned to the placeholder box. Sex is everything and nothing. Saying all men want sex is like saying that all a business owner wants is money. It's true at a basis level, but there's also a larger vision. It's normal for me to receive email from women who state the following things. We never talked about sex. He says he doesn't even want to rush that. If it was only about sex, then why did he not go through with it when he had the chance? So, okay, this is where it pays to understand the bigger picture. Because you will meet a man who says it's not about sex. He will act as if it's not about sex. And then you will realize after the fact, it was always about sex. You were so used to a man who only plays checkers in an attempt to get you to open up that you had no clue how to deal with a man who plays chess. That's why you are left confused and frustrated. So let's start by examining what sex actually means to a man. If there is no such a thing as kryptonite pussy, then why, if you guys don't mind, I'm going to change that word to vagina. I can't keep saying the P word. I can't. Then what is the big deal about a vagina that makes a man jump through the hoops, manipulate, pay, or flat out lie in order to get it from girls they barely know? A man will have a one-night stand if the conditions are right. So it's not about needing to know her character. A third date ends in sex, and it becomes the last date she ever gets with a guy who's confessing that he never actually liked that woman. So it's not about building a bond. A man will sleep with a girl that looks nothing like his preferred Instagram type. So it's not about looks either. All of the prerequisites that the average woman puts on sex, such as personality, connection, chemistry, even physical attraction, go out the window with men. There does not seem to be any rhyme or reason to whom a man will sleep with if giving the green light. But there is. It's not an actual feeling of sticking a penis in and out until it ejaculates. It's the conquest. Every man who's had sex knows it feels great. But if all a guy was looking for was that euphoric release, he would be content with sleeping with one woman for the rest of his life or just masturbating multiple times a day, like when he was a teenager. A single man will have a friend with benefits that scratches his itch with no strings attached, but he will still be on the lookout for something new. Even in a relationship, men are notorious for stepping out just to taste something new. There are women who speculate, well, she's not putting it on him in the bedroom. He needs someone to throw it down on him and then he'll be satisfied. That's all bullshit theories. The hunt for sex has little to do with what a woman is or is not doing for a man sexually, and everything to do with what the new vagina represents: conquest. Most of the girls that a man sleeps with, he won't have sex with more than twice. He won't keep a picture of her to show off as a trophy. And at a truly mature age, he won't even feel the need to brag to his friends about that conquest. Only the man and that woman will know what happened. And once they stop talking, it's just a fading memory. Adult sex is not tied to outside approval the same way a high school or a college guy's libido tends to be in terms of notches. The reason a man chases new vagina as opposed to being content with a vagina he's already had multiple times with is the new experience. Men have been thrill seekers since before they climbed down from the trees. They are hardwired to chase and then experience the rush of the unknown. Skydiving, mountain climbing, party drugs, fast cars, backpacking through other countries. Males need the adrenaline of the undiscovered. You may think of those things I listed as dumb, dangerous, stupid, but male, they are wired for the rush. Sex with a new girl, no matter if he knows her or if she's a stranger or she's a 5 or 10 rating in his mind, fulfills a need for adventure that can't be duplicated with something old and familiar. So many of these so-called sex experts come up with gimmicks to maintain excitement in the bedroom, but they don't realize the men are not chasing a fresh coat of paint on top of some old coochie. New lingerie, still the same vagina. New hairstyle, still the same old vagina. New position, guess what? Still the same old vagina. The reason WHO tactics work so well was because it was a hit at the heart of a man's self-destructive drive to conquer a new vagina. The better the woman was at dangling her brand new box, the more a man chased and tricked to get it. Nevertheless, when you are not looking for a come up, and you're looking for love, you have to understand that it is not just the case of men needing a woman's nasty enough to tame him. It's an addiction, not just with sex, but with adrenaline. Knowing this goes a long way. A man is only faithful as his options. What that means is that a man with a few women who find him attractive is no different from a man who's a famous athlete that thousands of women find attractive in terms of his lust for something new. Mr. No Options wants to experience the rush of different women, but he behaves himself because there are no serious takers. Money can buy sex, and some men go that route. But for a man who is not willing to pay a prostitute and he doesn't have women threatening to throw it at him for free, he can't act out that thrill seeking that he secretly, desperately desires. That fire still burns inside of him, but he's able to manage it better than the athlete, than the celebrity, or a regular Joe of whom women find to be the dream guy attractive. For the record, this is not something that a man can't control. Chasing vagina is like breathing air. Any man can choose not to chase women. So if a man tells you it's uncontrollable, he's full of shit. I'm pointing this out not to make you see men as some horny cavemen, but so then you can stop lying to yourself. about casting some kind of love spell because you had sex with a guy. I want you to understand that all men have a roaring fire that they can walk around engulfed in, and a smart woman can use that to her benefit. When gaining power over a man, we will dive into this technique later down the line. And by the way, it will also be mentioned in my actual dating course in the subscription podcast. You're welcome. So I was just in Aspen 2 weeks ago and everyone's basically complimenting my coats. And I'm thinking, joke's on you, because I didn't spend loads of money on these beautiful coats. I actually borrowed them from Nuuly. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service, and all it costs you is $98 a month. That's it. And you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. That basically means, even though I got coats because I knew I was going to Aspen, I just actually returned all of them. It's super easy. And then I get to choose new clothes that I'm looking for, whether it's dresses, shirts, pants, whatever it is. You can choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have to go. It's totally up to you. And you have access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands, everything from party dresses to premium denim and one-of-a-kind vintage pieces. Nuuly carries labels like Free People, Farm Rio, Selkie, For Love and Lemons, Anthropologie, A Goldie, Lisa Says Ga, and so much more. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And like I said, it's super fast and free shipping and returns. And then they professionally clean in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. So it's not any laundry that you need to worry about. When I had to ship myself back, which, by the way, there's no like late fees or anything like that. When I got back from Aspen, then I waited 2 more weeks before I shipped myself back. But then I just put it back in the box that they shipped it to me. And there was an attached label, prepaid label that they give you. And then it was so easy. I just shipped it back and boom, I get an email. You can now order new clothes. How cool is that? And they also give you an option to buy what you love. And sometimes it's up to 75% off. So A, it's fun, okay? Nuuly gives you everything that you need to get inspired, get creative, and explore your style without making the commitment. You can free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. I love that because I am trying to shop less this year. I just don't like the whole waste. And that's why renting is so fun. You wear an outfit for a couple of times and then you get to return it. And then you get to try on something else. It's flexible. There's no fees. There's no late fees. There's no damage fees or fees to pause or cancel. So it's not a big deal if you lose a button, if you spill something, or you just need to take a break. That's fine. And lastly, you know, savings. Renting from Nuuly means that you get to wear more while spending less. You get to curb that must buy something new feeling that we constantly are getting when there are events on the calendar or when we have social media and we get to see everyone else constantly wearing something new. We get to feel confident and excited about our wardrobes, and we get to rent it for only $98 a month, okay? Nuuly is a great value, and $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can also get $20 off of your first month of Nuuly when you sign up using my code ADULTING20. You're welcome, okay? All you have to do is go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter my code ADULTING20 and sign up to get $20 off of your first month. Aww. So again, that is Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, using my code ADULTING20 to have a brand new wardrobe. So Nuuly subscription clothing rental, change your clothes. Anyway, back to the book. Going back to the opening example of men who tell you that it's not about sex. They claim they're looking to settle down. They're patient with you. They're their exception to the rule, right? Wrong. Here is a story to illustrate it. A woman I will call Pretty Eyes. She had a crush on a guy that she went to college with. And after a year, they graduated and he finally made a move on her when they ran into each other at some store. Boy Crush admitted that he liked Pretty Eyes, but he thought that she looked down on him. Boy Crush had played ball. He ran track and he had a reputation like most student athletes. He thought she would be turned off from taking him seriously, so he never pursued her. Pretty Eyes didn't care about that. She assumed that he just didn't think she was as pretty as all the other girls who were around campus. They both laugh about the miscommunication they started to date. Boy crush ended up over Pretty Eye's apartment on the second date, and things got pretty heavy in terms of kissing. Boy crush pulled back and said that he was in the midst of a vow of celibacy. A friend of his on the track team contracted an STD, and it really made him put his own life in perspective. Since then, boy crush decided to abstain from sex until he meets the right woman. Wah, wah, wah. Pretty Eyes nodded along, but she didn't believe it until he spent the night and he didn't try to do what men typically try to do. Wow. Pretty Eyes went with the flow, and after a week, it was just makeout sessions. To see a man that looked as good as boy crush stop having sex for something so noble made Pretty Eyes respect his character. They continued to date for another month. Finally, she went down on him. At this point, the two of them began spending the night together. Oral sex was happening every single night in terms of Pretty Eyes. But boy crush never engaged. Uh-oh, that's a red flag. He just received because, you know, for some reason, her going down wasn't wrong, but him going down would totally break his vow. Wait, it gets weirder. 3.5 months in, no sex, mostly house dates where he either gets hand jobs, blow jobs, or rim jobs. Yes, correct. Pretty Eyes was eating his groceries. They were not official, but she was treating him to all kinds of benefits that most men never get. Pretty Eyes told me these TMI details to brag. She expressed to me that she felt in control. She was the aggressor. She was a dominant force. I know I'm a Spartan. You should hear him moan. Was even included in the body of her first email. She truly felt that her mouth had turned this guy out. For the first time in her life, Pretty Eyes felt confident because she knew she had a man who she knew wanted her. And it wasn't for sex. Her question to me was, how do I get boy crush to finally have sex with me? The email had a few holes in terms of his personality. For me to really assess the situation, I need to know who this man is beyond the genetic description of how nice he is and the things he let you do from behind sexually. So she responded to my email 4 days later with these exact words. Boy crush's girlfriend came by my apartment. That's right. This little fucking bitch had a girlfriend the whole time. The story went that boy crush did not want to have sex because he did not want to use condoms. Apparently, he burned his girlfriend before and wasn't about to make the same mistake, aka he means STDs. Thus, he wanted to use Pretty Eyes as the new vagina, but not to actually penetrate. Remember, this isn't about vagina so much as it's about a conquest. This man had managed to create a lie where he not only got head, but he got his booty ate. And all he had to do to get to that point where she was being his oral savior was to play the celibate role for a couple of months. Boy crush didn't have to worry about wasting his time because he had a whole house vagina waiting for him. His patience allowed him to hit the jackpot in terms of kinky sexual acts where he never even had to go down on her. The point here is this. Men will play any position they feel will benefit them in the long run because sex is everything, but it's also nothing. If Pretty Eyes didn't want to blow him or if she got pissed off about the lack of sex, boy crush was not going to lose out on anything. He would have most likely just stopped dating her and found another girl to pull the same trick on. Yes, he was willing to risk his relationship, but he knew that his girlfriend would be more upset at Pretty Eyes for being a thirsty hoe than at her boyfriend, who could literally say, "But I never fucked her." The closure between the two of them came in the form of a text where boy crush called Pretty Eyes a halftime show, meaning she was entertainment, nothing more. And then he went on to talk about how much he loved his chick. Something probably added on so he could just show his girl, you know, to prove that Pretty Eyes meant nothing. Even with that text as proof that he wasn't ever into her, Pretty Eyes still doesn't believe that she was just sex and she blames his girlfriend. This is one of my more extreme email examples, but there are normal cases where a man waits for sex using the cover of taking things slow because of not being over an ex, and he still gets sex eventually and then falls back without ever spelling it out for the woman the same way Boy Crush did. There's other ones where a man spends money date after date, doesn't get the sex initially, stops talking to the girl, only to have her come back running, finally ready to give it up because she felt like he was authentic in retrospect. In both situations, the women swear that there had to be more to it because sex did not seem like an issue. That's the point. That's the point. Men don't always need to pressure you for sex. Often, the reverse psychology game nets them not only the sex, but a woman's trust and loyalty. At the top of what I said, there is a larger vision. A guy doesn't just want the sex. Oftentimes, he wants the girlfriend benefits, but in a controlled way. So I'm not going to fully finish the chapter. I'm going to read you this chapter either this Thursday or next Tuesday, since we're almost running out of time. But I will conclude it with something from the chapter. Look, you've heard of the girlfriend benefits. Sex with random girls isn't something that any man wants to do every week. If it falls in his lap, he'll take it as it comes. But in terms of, you know, working hard to get a new girl after girl, I mean, only few men have the time or energy to continuously play this game that often. New vagina joy, it doesn't wear off after one, two, or three sessions. It can last for months. The objective is not to only find sex for the night, but to find a girl that can last for a while and give him that consistent girlfriend experience so he doesn't have to go hunting as frequently. Have you ever thought, well, if he didn't really like me, then he would just go call another woman. He's not ugly. That's part of the hustle. So many women, in typical fashion, point to the man she's talking to or dating and then points to the world of women he could have and then comes to the conclusion that, well, if he's continuing to be at her house, then that means he likes her more than those other women. I repeat, the short-term goal for men is to experience a new woman. The midterm goal is to have one or two on the roster that fulfills his thirst for a time. Just because you fit the description of a midterm seat filler does not mean that you are going to be his long-term game changer. Let go of the egotistical view that a man will not stop calling you or who always wants to see you is actually into you until you actually go through the vetting process. The best women to have on a team are not going to be a one-night stand, a jump-off, or girls who are traditionally cool with friends with benefit relationship. Men don't want the bottom of the barrel. Sorry, that's the truth. Even when choosing a girl who is only going to be a quote-unquote something to do for a few months, he wants something that is at least entertaining and who can stomach for those months, maybe even a few years, without getting annoyed. To be a placeholder means that you are good enough for now. Not that you lack complete value, okay? He sees something in you, just not a future. But a nice little run where he can get the girlfriend experience without feeling the pressure to actually marry you one day. Dates, conversations, fun. It feels so real. And the placeholders don't know that they are the placeholders. They think they're actually connecting with a man because he gives you some attention and some affection to keep you on his team. This isn't a case of being played in some cartoon way where a man just calls you for sex. Again, a placeholder can go on a date and even have verbal commitment. But that man is not tied to her. That placeholder knows deep down that something is not right, no matter how many times she lies to herself and how many times she looks for hollow proof that this is, in fact, real love. A Spartan would know what to look for and see through this hustle, but a normal woman tends to believe that if a man does certain things like spend time and money, then he's being sincere. Sex is the root of a man's desire, even when he's waiting for that game changer. But he also wants a woman he can talk to and have fun with outside the bedroom. Therefore, a man is happy to come away with a placeholder that fits that description. Most women don't realize which role they are playing until it's too late, and he's already in the process of moving on. How could he just leave you? How could he just fall back like he didn't care? How could he try to have sex with someone you were friends with? How could he spend so much time with you and then let it go so easily? Because it was an act. Wake up. You think you're a game changer? But most likely, sorry, you're a placeholder. So, How do you stop this? Well, we'll get into that pretty soon. But first, I need you to understand the mindset. The older the man, the more strategic he is. A veteran does not always have to play the stereotypical role of, hey, come over, I want to see you, and try to bang the first week he meets you. Time has taught a smart guy to unwrap a woman slowly because that method nets real girlfriend benefits. You can get a number from a guy next weekend. See that he's already coming off too sexual, you'll dismiss him. You don't need help with that. It's the men who act as if they want you, for which you need to be careful, because by making sex seem like some afterthought, you become comfortable sooner. He takes you out, behaves himself. He talks on the phone daily with you, both teasing each other that you might misbehave. Ooh, it's exciting. Everyone likes a buildup. By the time you get close for the next date, he still behaves himself. But maybe he starts to open up a bit more, making it seem as if you two are experiencing some real mental connection. Sexual chemistry does not dissipate because you're only having a conversation. That lust bubbles as if it's under a flame. The more you tease, then pull back under the pretense of it being too soon, the more you want the D, just as much as he wants the kitty. Within a series of weeks, you're on fire mentally and physically, and even if you have sex, you're already broken in emotionally. You may not be the kind of girl who does this normally, but you are so comfortable that you will begin to give him the girlfriend benefits without even realizing that you have been dickmatized. You are used to the thirst buckets or the smooth players who are so transparent when they try to get you open, but your body and mind are not prepared for a man who's a chess player. From your point of view, you had a great bond. He cared about you, but most likely you were just being groomed for a placeholder position. For a man, they can attract a wide range of women. It's always better to hook a woman with value, a woman who has self-respect, and then convert her to that low position. Even if you see that you are not what he wants or know that he's not what you want, but you're enjoying his company, playing along is a waste of your value. Being a placeholder is not a badge of honor. Even if you are up on game, it's still relegating you to vagina while he continues to wait for wifey. Okay, so I know you guys are like, well, what the hell? Where do I go from here? How can I pay attention? Well, first of all, have a conversation. You can pay attention basically where he wants to take things by how he treats you. So not really about how he's not having sex with you, so that means something, but more how he treats you. Is he introducing you to his friends? Is he making it sure that you know that you guys are exclusive? Is he having conversations about the future? Usually us as women, we can tell when a guy's serious about us just as easily by his behavior. I was dating a guy, we were exclusive, and sometimes he would forget about our dates. But except that, he was a great guy. And I never realized that, you know, we were both each other's placeholders. You know, I as well did not want to marry him, but it always felt like he was more serious about me. So I put my guard down. And just like this author said, after a few weeks, I was like, well, why not? The sexual tension is building up. We had sex, which, mind you, sex was terrible because we didn't actually have an emotional connection. It wasn't fully real. It was just surface level stuff. And it wasn't until weeks later that I realized we were exclusive, but we were not boyfriend and girlfriend because we didn't have that title. He didn't understand why I would be upset. He was like adding loads of girls on Instagram and so on and so on. So everything this guy just reads makes sense. Of course, it's going to hurt our egos because you think, well, I'm not a placeholder. No, I use him as a placeholder. Cool, whatever. Who gives a shit? Regardless, he wasted my time. Sure, I wasted his too, but for what? The sex was terrible. And he was broke, so that sucked too. But the point is that he wasted my time when he probably knew from the beginning that I was a placeholder. I slept with him because I was like, why not? And I genuinely just believed that we were exclusive, which meant boyfriend, girlfriend. And instead of asking questions, I just fell into it and started giving him the girlfriend experience, which is what this author talks about. So, and again, it's much easier to do it to a woman who holds herself to high regard, respects herself, has values. And before you know it, you're just someone to pass the time with. And of course, if you're okay with it, because you want someone to pass the time with, like him, a guy as well, then, you know, do it. That's what I thought I wanted in the moment. But then I changed my mind. And when I broke up with him, I was heartbroken over it. He slept with someone a few days later. And now, based on the book, it makes sense because I was like, how? I don't get it. Did we not connect? Like, were we not attached to each other? And yeah, men, they're just wired differently. So yeah, he didn't care. And that's that. And that's okay. So through the times that I will share this book with you and my other books, like Why Men Love Bitches, I will teach you how not to be a placeholder. If you want to dive in even more into it, then of course, join my subscription podcast and you will get those episodes where I go through with you the university of how to date better, starting with dating yourself. And lastly, of course, the reason I also love the book Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus is because that dives into relationships. So first, it's about how not to accidentally date the wrong person, how to tell if someone's playing you, and how to be the best version of yourself. But then the reason I believe that Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus is a good book is because that one teaches you to better understand your partner. Now you found the right person, but you guys may react differently to things. You may love differently. Men and women both want different things when it comes to love. And sometimes that's how we don't understand each other. And that's why I love that book, because that one also explains how to better love a man. And I never want all my episodes to seem like I'm against men, all that. I want you to just filter out the guys that are not right for you. And then I want to help you learn how to love your partner even better. Okay. Anyway, you guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, don't forget to leave me a 5-star review on the podcast app. And I will see you Thursday. And for my OG besties, I'll also see you Saturdays. Love ya. Bye.